Jennifer Hansen's in the house. Here we are, all ready to go from the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. How do you, is it a chamber day?
It is. It's a beautiful day. It's a chamber day.
Chamber
day. Every day is a chamber day.
Chamber day. Yesterday was. We've had pretty good chamber days.
Yeah, we have.
And I'm very blessed. Much better than in some areas where, unfortunately, they've had some real challenges. But
yeah.
We did have an opportunity. You had an opportunity to talk to the council and kind of review some of the things mm-hmm. that have been going on for the chamber. I really liked the presentation because you identified on the chamber side, really, you got key points that you really work on. And you've been meeting a lot of those with pretty progressive or pretty, I think, pretty good numbers here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we are now representing over 250 businesses and organizations, plus all of their teams, staff, boards, and we are just excited to be able to, we want an opportunity to talk to Boone City Council and tell them a little bit about what we're frankly just doing in Boone alone within the Chamber of Commerce, not to mention the work we do in Ogden, Madrid, and throughout the county. So, we identified, if those listening at home, I have a graphic here of about four things you should know. So, again, just for our friends outside of the city of Boone, this represented a little bit more about just what's happening inside Boone. But that being said, our organization is volunteer-led throughout our organization, and what that means is that everything we do, whether it being our ambassador teams or our events, our golf nights, I mean, everything mm-hmm. we do, all of the initiatives that we are a part of, have volunteers as a part of it, has our community. And whether they're members or not, or whether they know they're members or not, you know, they're a part of the work that we're pushing forward. And so my organization, and how kind of I stated it, is a volunteer-led organization to connect, promote, resource, advocate for, celebrate, and support the business community in Boone County. And so what we want to do is find opportunities and really use the opportunities that we have been kind of given over our 112-year lifespan is to connect individuals, connect individuals to our experts in our community, connect our employers to the workforce that's in our community. We certainly want to promote them. We want to talk about their brand, talk about their story, but we also want to celebrate their wins and talk about the work that they're doing in the community and the people that are involved in those initiatives. Certainly, we have resources. In fact, I've just got a new shipment of small business resources at the Chamber office. Of course, a lot of different opportunities with our state and within resources within our local entities to really be able to help folks do what they want to do next, right? So whether that's looking for a new job, whether that's looking for workforce, whether that's opening up a store on their own, whether it's in our downtown district or in the middle of Ogden, it really is about letting us know what you're looking to do and what some of your goals are, and then I'm happy, you know, frankly, I'll call the dead in order to find those to fix what needs to be fixed. Sure. And to do what needs to be done.
Yeah, I know that some of the things that I think the networking part is something you've really fine-tuned. Because, again, doing the coffee connections and having those kinds of things where they can get together.
Yeah.
And I had this challenge, and here's what we did.
Yeah. And I think that, for me, those relationships and the positive community development happens in those rooms. Ultimately, I mean, the community, you know, these are very small moments, very sometimes small crowds. You know, it's not about mm-hmm. filling up a room of people and hearing a big speaker speak. This is about the individuals that are in those rooms sharing a piece of themselves with another individual, right? And that those relationships then build a community.
Sure.
And so my philosophy in that is I guess comes through in our networking events. Ultimately, whether that being what I talked to at council, whether that being our coffee and connections, which is first Tuesdays of the month, and happen over at Cobblestone, or whether that's even in our ambassador teams, ladies nights out, we have business after hours event, you know, whatever those quarterly events in Ogden, quarterly events in Madrid, whatever it is, it's bringing a mixture of our community together, yes, over a particular program that they're all interested in maybe in knowing more about. So there's certainly value in any individual coming and enjoying those, whether or not you talk to anybody in the room or not. But the real value comes out of meeting new people, just getting to know what else is happening in the community, kind of opening up your bubble a little bit, and just kind of getting to know how the world is working outside of what you know and love, right? And so I think that seeing all the cool stuff happening, certainly you can read the headlines and you can hear it from Jim himself about all the neat stuff that's happening in town, really getting to know the people who are a part of that and maybe finding ways for you to serve in those spaces too. You just never really know what you'll find when you're walking into those rooms.
Right. So I did want to ask a little bit about, we have this event tonight, and I know it's downtown Boone, which is the group that's actually been working on the Main Street part, but they have always been under the umbrella of the chamber. Is this a good thing? I mean, this is one where you want the public to get out and really at least listen and see what's going on, because I think, you know, even though they're doing the Main Street application, I think they would like to see what's been started continuing, whether they're successful or not.
Well, I think that that the event tonight,
we're talking about the leadership or the long-term vision.
Right. Yeah. So two things. So in fact, I have a busy night tonight. First of all, I got a ladies' night out in Ogden. So that, at first I was like, well, okay, that's what we're talking about. But
that's one.
And thanks to Good Wealth, by the way, I'll give a shout out for Good at Wealth, 5 to 7. Number two, you're right, at 7 o'clock. Terry Mormon and Kelly Molitor, I think, really have kind of spearheaded an effort to hear out what the community continues to want to see in downtown and throughout the community. Certainly the city is working on their plan, their vision for the next 10 years or so. And I think that it's an opportunity for us to revisit the assessment that was just done 18 months ago, right? So with IEDA came in and did a walk, you know, they did a very thorough survey. I've got hundreds and hundreds of responses back. Yes, some of it was, I'll say, trivial, and like we all want another restaurant downtown, right? Mm-hmm. We all want more. But ultimately, I think a lot of good ideas came out of that and got a mindset of where people are at, but then also kind of how that maybe then rolls over or plays a role in how the entire community, you know, is moving forward. One thing too, I think, was really interesting on that agenda is the volunteerism piece, and that's something that for me, it's just nearer and dearer. Again, I mean, let alone the fact that, as I said, the organization that I'm a part of, it's a main, you know, it's really, frankly, the core. But also, just personally speaking, you know, I had my first volunteer coordination role when I was a freshman in high school, and all along the years, it's been finding, you know, identifying the people who are able to help, who've got the capacity to help. Certainly, you know, here, working with people who have a passion for whatever's on the table, sure, whatever's happening, and then appreciating them in the work and the why and what they're a part of, and then really trying to build them up. And so at the end, I think if we as a community can see what Main Street is doing in downtown and the volunteers that are a part of that, and celebrating the volunteers that are part of the chamber and other organizations, and I think kind of celebrating them and really kind of bumping up in a super positive way across the board, and being able to identify and celebrate those who are volunteering at the hospital and volunteering in our schools, and just, again, appreciating and knowing what they're doing, I think can help build up others in our community can follow in that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's a good way to kind of open up those and really kind of create a culture of volunteerism, giving back, and appreciating those who are working in different places in your community, whether or not it's maybe an effort that you would necessarily agree with or want to be a part of. There's everybody is stepping outside themselves to make their community better in their way. And so these there's always something you can appreciate in that.
So you do have a couple of Ogden things coming up, I know.
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about tonight's Goodwill. Thanks, Keith.
Yeah. Okay. So for you know, these Ladies Night Out have been a great opportunity for women to get together and that are, you know, our professionals in our area, our community leaders, to really kind of get around, again, different programs, different locations have really been able to be spotlighted and really kind of tell us more about what they're doing and how we can be a part of it. But then in the case of Goodwealth, Keith is really going to be able to give us an inside look. You know, women have a different way of looking at money. You know, there's just the plain facts of it. You know, we have pay gaps. We have breaks in our career. There are we have a different way of looking at investments and in our spending. Mm-hmm. And so, using those and what we naturally bring to the table, women do a very good job in investments. And so, and yet though, it can be really intimidating. And so I really kind of posed this to Keith and he just went with it and ran with it. And so I'm excited about this conversation tonight to talk about what it looks like to take those first steps for those who have not mm-hmm. made the investment or gotten into stocks or what have you, but then also to look at the other tools in the toolbox, right? Your 401k, what it looks like for budgeting, those type of aspects mm-hmm. in your daily life, and really just kind of giving us a broad-based look at that, but also then being able to kind of dig in with questions, because I really wanted to make sure that whether you're a Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yeah.
You're somebody who knows the markets and actually enjoys being a part. You can learn something tonight as well.
Sure.
And so I'm really excited to kind of get Keith's perspective on that.
Okay. So that's coming up over in Ogden. Do you have people signed up for it? Or how do they get?
Yep. Yep. They can register online, and it's on our calendar, mm-hmm. But also in our latest newsletter that you just received a few days ago, and then it's on our Facebook page as well.
Okay. You got Riverside Valley coming back.
River Valley Veterans Network is going to have their next event in Ogden, and that's a great opportunity for employers to that are looking for strong teammates to be able to talk to veterans who are naturally a strong team and who are those individuals are looking for their next step, right, and the next step in their career. So it's really about bringing those two worlds together, and just as well as, I'll say this too, as well as support groups and whether they support the veterans themselves, those are inactive military, or their families. Mm-hmm. And so it's really kind of a neat circle of people to get to know, and again, the way to build them up.
Yeah. So that'll be on the 17th.
Yes, sir.
Veterans plan to be.
Yeah. And we're excited to see Walmart is going to sponsor that one, and we've got food coming from Lucky Pig.
Okay. Well, there
you go.
Come on, everybody. And this is pretty good because this does it travels around our couple of counties here.
Right, so, right. That is a collaboration between Boone and Story County. And every month that a different place. So the last one we had a few months ago was down at Cobblestone Inn and Suites, but they've been in various various locations in Huxley and Ames and Slater and so on and so forth.
So opportunity. I mean, it's one of those where we'll bring it to you and stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And we understand. Yeah. So we've certainly had guys and gals that have come every month to kind of hear about different employers or different things that are happening in the area and different. But it's really cool too to see the new people and meet new people.
Yeah. I wonder occasionally, because these are the kinds of things too, because a few of the veterans I know are rather entrepreneurial.
Mm.
And this might set them up with some connections. And again, where they could possibly find potential employees.
Absolutely.
Groups that could team together.
Well, and if they want, it's something, if someone's in that space that wants to open up a new business themselves, you know, yeah. that's really a neat place for me to be able to enter into it. Certainly, when I'm there, I'm kind of listening to the employers that mm-hmm. are looking for new teammates and that kind of identifying who those guys are and what they're looking for. But then also I'm listening to the veterans themselves, the individuals, and what their goals are, what kind of background they have, mm-hmm. and what really the tools that the military has given them over the years that they're bringing into the workforce. And that's super fascinating for me, frankly. I mean, I don't have a military background. And it is incredibly incredibly fascinating to hear how these different roles and responsibilities have equipped our men and women with tools that you wouldn't naturally get, mm-hmm. you know, through your yeah. university education, you know, your Creighton University education. Yeah. So I, you know, and being able, so they have a unique place in our workforce. And so it's really a great opportunity to find the right spot for them.
You have done some collaboration again on a lot of the workforce related things too, because that is again, that's what'll help feed our businesses, mm-hmm. Keep them active and yeah. and growing.
It's really it's an important piece to identify the needs of those employers and identify the needs that they're looking for out of their workforce. So what training are they needing? Mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the issues that they're facing? What have you, HR issues and such. But then also to identify what we already have in our community and really to promote it well. And so, in fact, one thing that the community, I think, can really look at for that we started at because of that collaboration with Eric Krenzinger and others at DMAC and Ames and in our state is our hashtag Workforce Wednesday. So you just yep. can, you know, Google hashtag Workforce Wednesday, or of course you can look at it on our Facebook page or what have you, or Instagram and LinkedIn as well, and be able to identify the different resources that we already have in Boone County and the surrounding area. So whether that being job fairs or classes at DMAC or different opportunities at Iowa Works or what have you, mm-hmm. just finding those different opportunities to kind of, again, whether you're an employer and you need folks to fill your team, or whether you're looking for, again, your next step in the right direction, those are some really great tools to that are absolutely free and frankly have been in our community and in our stratosphere for years. And so however way I can promote and really, again, go back to connection, how I can connect what the good work that's already happening in our community to the people who need it, that's a win-win. And again, that's super small. Those are super small interactions. Those are super small clicks of your mouse, and it can really open up our world. So it's, you know, this frankly, this job, Jim, has given me a real appreciation for the small and consistent and positive work that builds a community.
Puffer Billy days. Speaking and you knew of, we were going to get there.
Flip the page.
More and more announcements have been coming out. Obviously, pork tornadoes.
Yeah.
Pork tornadoes. But you started to put out more information about it. Again, getting very
yeah
fairly
yeah
close.
No.
It is going to be September. Yes, folks, don't
yeah.
worry.
Yeah.
September 20, what is it?
It's the 20th or the 22nd.
22nd.
It's the first.
I know
thing
the
on your
arts
page
advisory
right
people are really focusing on art in a park.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's,
we're excited to have them.
Please, let's go. Go to work on it. So
yeah.
They are really spending a lot of time there. But we got a lot of things going on outside of pork tornadoes.
Right. So we have 3 days. We're 3 days worth of activities and fun family stuff. Right? I mean, events and music, art, as you mentioned, both downtown as well as at Art in the Park. So there's a lot of things that have that are kind of a copy what I mentioned in my report to or that snapshot to the council was that it is a kind of bit of a copy and repeat in terms of the work downtown. Certainly, thankfully, we'll have a beautiful downtown to spotlight. But having a lot of the Friday and Saturday activities down in our downtown district, having Pork Tornadoes having that main stage on 9th and Story, utilizing the green space quite a bit Friday night and then all day Saturday. Lots of different activities all along that space. We've got the car show and the bike show on Saturday. We've got food trucks, and new this year would be the art vendors. So we'll have art vendors downtown. In terms of another copy and repeat from last year is the instead of having a beer tent, right, where everyone has to kind of be underneath the tent, we'll have volunteers at every point of entry. But then once you're inside that space, you're able to really engage with the entire festival, go to bingo and different, walk through the car show, what have you, walk through those art vendors. And so I think that is a great way to really kind of use that space and make the most of it.
We do have the carnival.
So the carnival will be located behind the chamber, so in the parking lot, the flat parking lot there west of the chamber. And that's a great space that's not too far from where the families are going to, where the parents are going to be hanging out and such like that, playing bingo. And then just across 9th Street is going to be where that carnival is.
And we have George Eckstein.
George Eckstein, oh my gosh, what a gem. And he is our parade marshal this year. Certainly a great opportunity to talk about the work that he's doing that he has done for decades in our community. And again, building up our community in so many, within organizations and, you know, on his own. And then talking about some of the projects that he's got coming up as continuing. The man never stops.
So he keeps going. Keeps right on going. People, if they are interested finding out, keeping updated, go to the website, because that's the easiest way.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you're just sitting there waiting for them to call you. She wishes she had time to sit down and take a break once in a while.
So, I mean, ultimately, the website and our Facebook page are really a place where we're trying to put as much information out there as possible. And as information comes and it's, you know, solid, then we'll get it out there. Just as an example, you know, I've had a couple of calls already for our photography contest. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we're doing a photography contest. I just haven't put it together, that registration page yet. So, you know, ultimately, yes.
Yeah, it'll be there.
It'll be there. So please keep taking those pictures, you know. So, yeah. So,
and if you would like to volunteer and help, let's go back to the volunteers.
And I appreciate, so Chris Bennett, for example, is a fabulous volunteer within the, you know, and I think that's in some of these spaces for me too. You know, this is my second puffer, and it is identifying, yes, there's a lot of great people that are, have been a part of puffer for years and years and years. And you know, what can I give them right now? Right. So some of it is still, I just got to create a form, you know, so it's like, all right, well, but I also need it to be something digitally that we can put on our website that we can. So it's like, okay, how it's giving over those permissions and be able to kind of build some of that stuff. And you got to be knowledgeable on the computer work, you know, so it's like it takes a certain person. So ultimately, though, yes, Beth Bennett Brennan is our volunteer coordinator. We're absolutely taking volunteers. She, in fact, one of the things that's on her to-do list is to create that sign-up genius and really kind of identify those who want to help, but also then be able to give those guys an opportunity to pick, you know, what works for them.
Busy, close.
It's good stuff. I'm super excited about it. We've got a great festival lined up, and I'm just excited to host our community.
A lot of chamber related things coming up as well, and it's not a chamber event, but the fair will be going on. We're going to have all of that happening.
And whatever it is, by the way, you know,
the municipal band festival.
Absolutely. And whatever we can, and that's one thing that I found really a treat in this role, is that whatever's happening out, it's certainly not, you know, these aren't my events, right? What you just mentioned. But whatever way we at the chamber or any of the tools we have in our toolbox can help those events be better. So whether that being physical things like fencing, or whether it's promotion, or whether it's just, you know, connections or who do you talk to about such and such. That to me, I think, is what I go home at night and go like, man, that's what it takes to build a community.
You got some questions answered. I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Stay cool. I know.
I'm going to go across the street and have a conversation with Photon Engraving. He's bringing our red coats are meeting over at the office. We're going to have a great chat about.
That's right.
So
Time to go see, go next with the Redcoats and get out there and visit.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Jennifer Hansen on our program today.